Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, everyone. I'm looking at the news and I just keep seeing that I've got to speak frankly to you. I can't every night take a person who has a problem of anxiety and drinking and all the rest of it. They all have the same root. And I'm going to do the best I can to help you understand the root of all evil and how evil affects us, especially when it gets into government. And it only gets into government when you lose your virtue. Virtue is a protection against evil. And I would love to give you a little talk on that, but I need to be more forceful, more real. And the trouble is, truth and being a real person in America today, I mean, not everyone, of course, is terrifying, especially to the extreme left. Not liberals, because they're decent people, but, you know, they tend to yield to go along with, embolden the enemy. But they don't understand that, and they don't do that purposely. They think they're loving. They think they're doing the right thing, and the churchgoers do the same thing, but it isn't really real Christianity. Sorry. And so what we need is one nation under God. All the different religions coming to an understanding of just one thing. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. But one thing, but how it becomes everything. One thing. One piece of information. If I could share it with you. But it's so simple. It's hard to believe that what I'm about to tell you is possible. It's so easy. It's hard. You say you can't be that way. People are not hypnotized. But Hitler did it, didn't he? Stalin did it. And people at ISIS did it. They know how to mesmerize and call out certain people and look for their weaknesses and failings and whatever it is that requires you to become a member of ISIS. It's a certain distaste or disdain for your society. And I can see our jails are full, mental hospitals are full, corpses are walking the streets. Kids are taking drugs like they were food. And food becomes drugs. And it dulls the sensibility. It destroys the humanity, the strength to stand up for what is right in the moment and not be politically correct. Donald Trump is right. We need to be less politically correct. And on this program, I'm not politically correct. I'm not. I would refuse to be that way because I would not be an American if I was politically correct. Who created politically correct? It is the media, the left-wing media, who have been born and bred in the universities, etc., etc., corrupted there. They're communists thinking they're, because they're born in America, they're Americans, therefore they've taken on hypnotically. They don't know it. I can't blame them. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, but they're doing some horrible things. And when they see the end times coming, when they see through the president and seeing that he is not your president, really, he's masquerading as your president. He's a Marxist, don't you see? He's not weak, he's wicked. Why don't you say it? He's a Marxist. Fundamental transformation means two things. It's up or down. Which one did he mean? You stupid Americans. He meant down. Taking you down. He's laughing up his sleeve, and so is Putin. Oh, man. Now, please listen to me. I don't mean any harm to you. I'll quote scriptures, but I'll show you what they mean. To love those who love you. What profit there is there in that? Don't thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers? There's codependency. You make each other worse, and it's not really love, see? You didn't understand that, did you? All right, we're going to go with our call. 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
If I were you, I would take this number of this radio program. It started off 5 minutes ago. You may not have heard the first 5 minutes, but you really need to just listen to that first 5 minutes. And go to my website, fhu.com, fhu.com, and listen to the first 5 or 6 minutes, because I can't repeat it. It just came out of me somewhere, like most things. Some people have things come out of them that's bad, and some people have words and behaviors that come out that's good, and we all have a source of good and evil. And we're juxtaposed against each other. And so how do you overcome evil with good? But what is good and how is that possible? That's what I'm going to do on this program. And before I start my harangue, I don't really want to. I'd rather you call me, 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday. And that's West Coast time. From 6 in the evening, p.m., until 9, and then it's a refeed. So if you miss my opening, you can get it on the refeed. And go to my website if you want the refeed, because you may not get it on your station, but you will get it on my website, fhu.com. All right, because if everything blows up, if all the stations collapse, you'll still be hearing me on my website. So make sure you get whatever it is you need to download on your iPhone. I forget what it is. It's an app, I think it is. And then you get a little meditation exercise, and you'll wake up from your hypnotic trance that you've lived in all your life, and you didn't know it. All right, now we're going to take our first call, and then I'm going to come after you. All you bad guys, all you people who are the living dead. Not the good guys, because the good guys are the good guys. They'll just agree with me. That's all. That's the worst thing that could happen. But if you're listening to me, you're already kvetching. You know what I mean by kvetching? It means you. I'm coming from a good place, and I'm juxtaposed against you coming from a bad place. And so you'll listen. You'll say to yourself, "I'm not going to listen to this guy," but you already get so upset you can't help but listen to me and come back again. You'll say to yourself, "I'm not going to listen to him anymore," and you may not listen to me for 3 or 4 weeks, but that reaction to me is like the reactions you'd have me have to you, so I get sick. No, it's the other way around. You're going to react to me. You've already done it. If you're the bad guy, I'm playing your game in a better way, where you have a choice to see that you are a bad guy. But if you compound your anger towards me, you'll get more angry and more disturbed and more frustrated until you die. excuse me, but that's what will happen to you. There's a thousand different ways it'll come at you, and you can't figure out which one it is. I plant a seed in you if you hate what I'm saying. I'm going to talk to you about truth. What is truth, you're going to say, you stupid idiot? Well, if you don't know what it is, how can I help you? How would you know it? If you don't know what the truth is, you ask me what the truth is in a slimy way, obviously you don't want it. How would you know it was right when I tell it to you? It'll upset you even more. And you're not going to have any arguments with me, so don't bother me. All right, now, having said that, I want to help save this country. I'm the only man that knows how to do it. All I have to do is get a percentage of you to listen to me and go to my website, FHU.com. Remember that. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, download the app. Download the simple meditation technique that has no religious words in it. But you'll find God. Don't expect anything. Don't say, I'll meditate to get cancer, get rid of my cancer, get rid of my drinking. In your heart of hearts, you are qualified to get benefit almost immediately. If in your heart you say, what is life all about? I don't know where it is. I'm suffering. I want to see what the purpose. What is it? I haven't been able to make my own. Got it? You can't. I didn't write my story. I didn't write my story. My story is still yet to unfold. It's not finished yet. I'm in my 88th year. And I haven't finished my story yet. And I want to go out. Like a man. Not a wimp. Not politically correct in this free country. I just look at you and I look at the news and I see what cowards the news people are. They're afraid to lose. You know, they're the clients, you know, advertisers. You're gonna have to bother some people, but it's a small percentage. Why not? But you see what will happen. The trouble is the liberals, the Marxist left owns that part of their business. You know, the part of the business where they get the advertising. They own the advertising, and if they don't like what you're saying, they'll pull it, and you're out of business. They have cleverly done that so that even Fox has to be careful. All right, now. But I'm not Fox. I am a person who is supported by the listeners, and stations put me on because I don't have any sponsors, see, and so I can't turn the sponsors off if I don't have any. My sponsors are from the audience, and the radio station that put me on are doing public service. That's good, and it's my opinions and not the station's. And I don't deal in opinions. I deal with absolutes. And don't tell me there's no absolute, because I'd say, are you absolutely sure, you stupid fool? I can hear your head. I know how that kind of mind works. So if you call me with a problem, please, call me with a problem you have that I will, through which I will show. So every person that calls with a problem connects to the origin of all problems. Do you understand that? It depends upon where you are on the totem pole of misery. All right, we're going to go to our first call. And don't be afraid. I don't bite. I want good people who are troubled. That's all. Good people who are troubled. And let me say this line again. If you have it deep in your heart, and you never have said it, maybe you have never thought of it, but I'll say what it is that should be inside and you'll recognize it, because maybe you've forgotten it a long, long time ago because you had it, you were born with it. So everything went when you were corrupted as a child or violated or had bad parents or something horrible happened to you, all of it goes. And this is what talks to you without words. I'll put it into words. What is the purpose of life? And you don't know you're talking to God. Well, you would be when you're thinking to that. He has put that thought in your mind. And you recognize, yes, that's in the back of my mind. I've forgotten that. I've been trying to create a purpose of my own. You can't do it. You weren't created to do your own thing. Adam, he chose the knowledge of good and evil so he can play the role of God. See, that's what basically it is. You can decide what right and wrong is, except in your state, you will see evil as good and good as evil, so you'll always make mistakes. And as you get older and more corrupt, you'll hate evil, you'll hate good, and you hate your own children. You don't have any patience for the innocence. Their very presence will disturb you. Are you frustrated? You get impatient with your kids? That's it. You're one of them. All right, let's go to Catherine, who's been waiting. Hello, Catherine. What can I do for you?
Hi. I'm calling you because I've been listening to the guy that's been calling you that talked about his wife as bipolar.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I called it up
the polar.
Pardon?
I call it up the polar rather than bipolar. It's crazy. There's no such illness.
Climb the pole. I don't care. But anyhow, I feel that...
Oh, I think you got it wrong. I say up the polar. You're up the pole. You're crazy.
I'm on my high horse and I'm not getting down.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Okay, the experts have labeled me bipolar.
Yes.
By my abusive mother and my abusive ex.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm in a Hollywood slasher flick.
Yes.
Where they're flashing my psyche up.
Yes.
You know, and they're trying to take my role, give themselves the role that belongs to me. And put me in their role. Like I'm dealing with multiple.
Yes, I do understand.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So.
You're right on.
This particular person has plenty of money.
Yes.
And I'm being harassed everywhere I go. I'm being followed everywhere I go. And of course, you know, if I go tell anybody that, I'm crazy, right?
Yes.
And I've been that simmering pot, you know, simmering, a simmering bitch. I've kept it all
angry
inside.
You're
right?
Angry. You're angry.
And now I'm like a semi-bitch, like an 18-wheeler. Like, I'm not, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. Everybody.
I'm not getting off my high horse. I'm
no, no, you're, I'm listening to everything.
Okay. Well, I'm staying on it. I'm not getting off.
Okay.
And I like it up there.
You do?
Yeah, I like me. I like me. I feel like and the people that I deal with, they're violent, they attack, and it's like they left the building long ago. You know what I mean? It's like they perceive that everyone on the outside is doing something. It's like they have to control what's outside of them.
Mm-hmm.
To feel okay about themselves.
That's correct. That's very... Right? That is okay. Almost everybody.
And I am in control of my... You know, I'm not physically violent. I'm not a name caller. But I'm through. I'm done. So, I don't know. I'm putting on, like... Now I just put on shows on the bus. I went from being a really shy person to kind of like... It's brought me out in a way. I've like completely blossomed, you know.
Have you been meditating?
I've got to talk to you about that, though.
All right.
I think you're being a joker.
Yeah. No, I'm listening.
It just seems a tad unfair that I can think on my finger for 7 minutes.
Hold a second. There's a break coming up. I'll talk to you after the break. No, it's only a minute or two. So be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So, Catherine, there's a little jumble here I just want to be cleared up.
You said you like to be challenged.
I don't see any challenge here.
Pardon?
I don't see a challenge here.
Okay, I'm just saying that it seems it would be a little bit naive of me, and believe me, that's not beyond me to be naive.
Yes.
And I don't condemn myself for that. But
you seem to be playing two roles.
That
you
if
seem
I think
to be
about my tingling finger for 7 minutes, it's not going to heal me. That's going to take a little more work than that.
I beg to differ with you.
Well, you know, like 50 years ago, I put my foot up in front of my mind, and I waited till my big toe tingled. So
how long you been listening to me?
Just about a month.
Oh, I see. So
just about a month.
How old are you? 50 years old?
55.
Okay. Well, do you want some really good simple advice? Because there was a mixture of calling yourself a bitch and then standing up for what's right. That's what
right.
So you've changed. So you know how to deal with the pressures of life? Is that what you're saying? You know how to...
I become more honest and less politically correct because
I like
I'm not
that.
Helping anyone by being nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not helping myself either, by being polite all the time.
But I think you found you are so close, if not right into, the secret of life.
I know I am.
I can see that.
I know. I've worked very hard on myself.
I don't think you need to work. I think you need to relax, working hard on yourself for the rest of the journey, if you don't mind me saying so.
Okay.
So, because when you called yourself all kinds of names. And then
I meant them.
Now I begin to
certainly
understand.
Certainly, I know
it.
You have a certain sense of humor.
Yeah, I do.
You're right, brand, aren't you?
But it looks to me that you're on the right track. And if you will please do yourself a favor, it doesn't cost any money to go to my website. And download. You have an iPhone or something, do you?
I don't have computer access.
Oh dear!
I really, honestly, don't want to offend you. I just enjoy listening to you, and enjoy. I've wanted to talk to you because I feel
hold the line. Hold the line.
All right.
I will send you a CD.
All right.
It's only 7 minutes.
Okay.
And if you will give, if you want to talk to me some more, I'd love to hear you. But if you have any questions, you're the very person I'd love to answer, because you're on a journey on your own, and you've come to a pass which is very close to what I want to help you to finish with, to give the finishing touch.
I think I'm there.
Well, if you are struggling with it and doing it yourself, you're not quite there. You'll have a break. Sooner or later, you'll have a breakdown.
All right.
You got to be careful. See?
All right.
Because you could be on one of those highs for a long time. And
so what you're suggesting is that the 7-minute tape will keep me from having a breakdown?
No. What I'd like you to do is not have any... In other words, you got it very close. You got it so that you apparently... people who intimidate can't transfer their feeling into you. You are not penetrable. You're impenetrable.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's good. That's fine.
I'm tired of being a people pleaser. That didn't work, and they took everything away from me. So,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They put me in a mental hospital and had me sign over custody of my kid. I didn't even know I was signing papers like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, I mean, it's like,
in other words, you had
to be a doormat.
In other words, you because you're outspoken, they better come for me then.
All right.
They better come for me. Send them to me. Let me just say this.
Okay.
I'll screw the mind of the psychiatrist. He'll need treatment that it will never work.
I think they're the ones that need. I don't even believe in. I think that's all magic, anyways. You can't fix. Your mind is your soul. So
you're close to it. Your spirit.
I mean, you can't take a pill to fix your mind.
No, you can't. That's exactly
so. You've got to correct the error.
Yes, absolutely. I don't have it. You don't have to challenge me in anything. I believe everything you're saying. I just want to do one thing for you.
What would you like to do for me?
Well, I don't want. I want you to do it for yourself.
What's that?
I don't want to take you any further than you are, speak to you anymore, because you are so close. You're only one tiny step.
Okay.
And that one tiny step, I will send you a CD with 7 minutes on it. That's all.
Okay.
And there won't be any religious stuff on it, but it will bring you across the... Make sure that you cross the border to...
Cross the border? Oh, no.
No, you're close. You're close. It's got to be permanent. It's got to be permanent.
I wanted to say something, though, about... I was listening to the... Was that the beginning of the show I was listening to today?
Yes.
Okay. You were talking about Trump and how he's right?
Yes.
And he's the first politician, like, that talks in terms, like, I understand, like, Mexico invading us. I mean,
yeah.
We see that. But nobody, not the average person, we're not in the loop when they talk Iraq, Iran.
They're all
you
mentally...
know what I'm saying?
Hey,
what does that mean?
Listen, I'll tell you what it means. Every one of those people is mentally ill. Every one of them.
Are they, if you don't see
Trump...
Are their personalities that split? Are they that crazy?
No, they're mesmerized. They can't speak up like you couldn't.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know how to get out of it because they haven't got the guts to weather the storm of criticism for who you are.
Wow.
Listen, I want to tell you.
Okay.
If the first century Christians, if they would suddenly appear... In the middle of Christianity today, the Christians would persecute them. That's how far away they are from Jesus.
You know what
Jesus.
I was thinking Jesus would say today?
What?
Father, forgive me. They know what they're doing. That's what I think he'd say. Forgive me. They do know what they're doing. And they did a job on me.
No, but forgive you. Not, that's, that doesn't quite work, but forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That's what they say, but I...
But then he forgives you, but then each time... No, you don't get it. Each time you forgive, you're forgiven.
Well, I forgive. Like, I don't... It's just that there's just a lot of people I just don't want to deal with because they're not honest. They like chaos. They like gossip. They like all that. I'm a free bird, you know?
I know. Well, I tell you what. You get used to it, and you'll live for a long time.
And I know. I look really super young for my age.
I believe it. You sound it. You sound really bouncy.
You asked if I was 50.
No, I
well,
didn't.
You don't sound 88,
but you said you gave me a clue to that.
Oh, I did.
You did. You gave me a clue.
You already knew anyway.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't. But you gave the clue. I'm always looking for clues in a voice. So, if you will give your name and address to my producer. I'll have one sent out to you right away.
Okay. Oh, one more thing.
What?
Okay, I was talking to one of the women in your staff yesterday.
Yes.
And I was telling her that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved.
Do you know
what I mean? I'm comfortable saying that. I know where I'm going.
I like you.
Thank you.
I like you.
I like me too. I think I'm awesome.
I think you may not. But I have
total reverence to God who gave me this life, and I'm not going to throw it away.
I hear you. You're smarter than 5,000 psychiatrists, and then some. Yeah, I'll send you that CD though. Use it just the same. It will just make it just a wee bit easier and more permanent. Well, good evening again. This few minutes is devoted to was asking you for support. Did you like what I had to say? Wasn't it some kind of words, some kind of energy that comes out of the two of us speaking to each other this way, that stand in stark contrast to what, you know, a big percentage of America is all about? All I need to do is to, if I could have enough radio stations, I have 150 so far, so they tell me. But that's not enough. And all I want to do with the stations I'm on is to help people understand the machinery of their heads. This young lady seemed to have learned it all by herself, discovered it. You can discover it all by yourself. And I can help you discover it yourself. In other words, what you're looking for is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And not outside. If you look for the outside to preachers and rabbis, or imams or e-womans, or whatever it is the hell they call themselves, if you look outside for the answers, there isn't any. The Bible is the closest thing, but you need to, when you open it, don't study it. Because I'm going to make a program on this tonight, about just what I said. Do not study the Bible. Read it. And then you can say, well, how girls going to be? Right. Of course it could be. You can read it and learn it off by heart and think of yourself as a Christian. You're not. You can be pressured to, you could be into learning to be a scientist, learning to be a psychiatrist, and you could just, you're being pushed. There's deadlines. You have to do this and that. And so you work hard to memorize. Now, if you loved what you were doing, if you love what was right in your heart, instead of learning it, you'll say, oh, I see that. And so you'll learn in about 10 minutes what it'll take a week for another person to really grasp or to remember it. And all it is a memory. There are two mechanics. One will change the parts in your car a half a dozen times just before he gets it. It costs you a lot of money. The other one is intuitive. He listens, and he knows what it is right away. Intuitive. In other words, there's a second sight. Jesus said it this way. He spoke to the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He says, you see, but you do not perceive. Whoa, what a difference. You hear, but you do not understand. So you can read and memorize and be an actor on the stage and think of yourself as a Christian or Jew or whatever it is. And what I want for this country is to forget all that for the time being and come back to one thing. Learn not to overreact to pressure and stand your ground. If you overreact to pressure, you lose that ground. And get that 7-minute meditation.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
My web address is 800. Oh, no, that's not right, is it? My web address is fhu.com. That's right. I'm sorry, I don't care. I have a card. I don't have anything on my screen. It's fhu.com. That stands for Foundation of Human Understanding. Please support me with your tax-deductible donations. I have no sponsor. The station has no sponsor for this one. This is public service to them. And it has to be my ideas and not the station's, so that otherwise they get boycotted, because the truth will cause a boycott. You've elected the enemy. That's what you've done. It's like when you get married. You marry someone you love, and all of a sudden the person turns into a monster. How did that happen? Because you've almost at 80% divorces. And with no-fault divorce, especially sculptured for that, so that families will not, you know, resolve their problems to make sure the woman goes away or the husband decides he doesn't want to take care of 8 children and leaves it to the woman, so on and so forth, that she has to go on welfare. Whoops! There it is. And all the kids are running the streets and temptation is lurking around the corner, eating them up. And I hope you're listening to me, because there's a secret of recovery of your humanity. You are being dehumanized. Oh, I got it wrong, excuse me. You're being dehumanized, that's what you are. And if you have an anxiety, you are dehumanized. If you drink, you're dehumanized. If you smoke, you are dehumanized. Yes, you see, you can't go into the boss's conference. You can't go into that room without a cigarette in your mouth, because you got the jitters. And when you have something to eat, you can satisfy the sense of anxiety. It goes away because you've got some pleasure in your mouth. But then you have to smoke a cigarette afterwards because you ate this food for the wrong reason. Yes, you did. And if you want to call me about this, I'd be happy to tell you. But now listen, in order for you Americans is to bring, to save your country, you need to save yourself, be saved from your country. So you become a real American, because your country, as it is structured or restructured with downward transcendence, see, is now becoming a communist country, and all the places of those in office are being filled, refilled with Marxists. And that's the reason why everything's going wrong. Did you know, for example, that approximately, I'm not going to read you the exact amount because I just read the article just a little while ago. There's almost 900,000 soldiers, veterans, in those places, those hell holes. And one third of them have died waiting for help. Now, that's a lot. So that's 300,000, roughly. Now, I'll tell you what else you should add to that. 22 soldiers die every day by their own hands. Every day. And that is, you do the math. How many is that in a year? And how many is that in the 7 years of Obama? And I have the solution to that, but he won't come to me. And the media makes, if you read about me in the media, they're trying to make fun of me. I have the key to post-traumatic stress disorder all the way back to where it began. I mean, that is one of the worst disorders you can have, that causes you to commit suicide, doesn't it? They're all different flavors all the way up there, different. Each one has a pill. There's about 130 different pills for different pains and aches. And each one preserves your dying. My name's Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
In the next hour, there's another hour coming after this, I'm going to talk about how your mind is being raped. Yes? You are being raped. A raped mind is in a hypnotic state. And there's rapists, but you don't know what rape it really is. It takes many forms, and I shall talk to you about that in the second hour. But in order for America to become better, you just leave your religion alone for a little while, would you? You're the Mormons, whoever you are. You Catholics, leave it alone for a little while. You need to find God. That's what you do, and it's common to all of us. But it's different if you go to different churches. There's thousands of different opinions that the preacher gives and ways that they cannot bring you to God. Cannot. The Bible says you have no need for anyone to teach you. Is that true or not? You Bible thumpers, you have no need for anyone should teach you, because he gives you the Holy Spirit. That's how the apostles experienced it. He says, you can't hear me now, you can't, but I'll send to you when I'm gone, I'll send you the Holy Spirit. That's what it is, and that's what's germinating in me, and I want to germinate it in you. You already have it. You just lost it when you were born. You came into the world, and you came into the world, and the world got into you. That's it. And you can't get the world out as much as you try. But that puts you in a very good position. Suffering. If you didn't suffer, if I was the devil, I would take suffering out of the way. I'd give you soma. You know that Brave New World, that kind of thing? So you're all a little tipsy and not completely conscious, but you're conversational. The whole society becomes that. Hitler Germany, for example, and many others. Stalin and many others. You're all ruled by sick people, because that could never happen if you weren't a sick people. If you were, you get the kind of government you deserve, you get the kind of wife you deserve, so to speak. And I actually need to make some more comments on that later on, so don't judge me on that, because there's a lesson to be learned by being married. You see, instead of it being pleasant, it becomes disturbing, and you're back being Adam and Eve, and you don't know that you're being pulled into Eve, and Eve wants to be saved from being Eve because there's a spirit there. And men are looking towards Eve, looks towards the husband who hasn't got God yet, because he's too busy looking for love from her. Now let me quote something in To Love Those Who Love You. What profit there is in that? You think about that. Don't thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers? So when you have loving and being loved, you're thieves and robbers. I love you. I give myself to you, and you give yourself to me. But somebody gets more than the other. In other words, somebody loses out in that game and becomes either powerful, angry, or cleverly, mysteriously slippery and fake love. See? And you become a slave of your own wife. Or you become a slave yielding to your bully husband, thinking that if you love him, your guilt drive at the anger that causes guilt, and guilt that causes the feeling of maybe I haven't loved enough. See, there's all these little machineries going on in your mind. So in order for you to survive the next experience, which is generated, I was talking to you about, let me see if I can remember the words I used. Is that, oh dear, dear. I wish I could find those words again. They're just precious. Oh yes. Oh dear. Oh yeah. It'll come in a minute. excuse me. I have a voice. You can hear it, can't you? Excuse me. I have to shout in order. Look, I knew I had a problem with my voice when I came up. But in this, you will just have to excuse the rasp in my voice. I think that politics, there's what I was looking for. Politics is war by other means. That's it. What you've elected is the devil. When you look for love and answers, which is answers your need for love, you are drawing up hell into your life. You are looking love in all the wrong places, and all the wrong places become, as you become more frustrated and broken by looking for love and answers in the world, the more you get, the more you want, the more screwed you become. See? And the more you do the screwing. Pardon the way I said that, if you don't mind. See? You either are screwed or you do the screwing. You're either beaten or you're the one that is the beater. You understand? You corrupt or you are corrupted. You are one of the two, but the corrupter is just as much as wrong as the one that's corrupted. So what we need is perfection for each person. Now I'm going to talk to you about perfection. Those who tell you, listen, let me just talk to you about one thing. If men would listen to their conscience, they would need no other lawgiver. Is that right or wrong? Why do we need the law? Why do we need to be ruled by a law? Why do we have the Ten Commandments? Because we come into the world and we are messed up the day we come into it. Every culture has its own wicked little evil. And in America, you know, in Rome, it took 400 years to rise and 400 years to disintegrate with bread and circuses and horror. See? And we only took 250 years or so to rise, but even now we're halfway down to hell, most of us. And naturally, in our broken states, we no longer believe the truth. We don't trust our conscience. We don't trust each other. We take our frustration out on each other. We do unto others what was done unto us, and we pass it along, and we're dying, and we've got all kinds of illnesses and diseases and problems we can't solve. And I'll finish the thought. And so we're all now broken and we're looking for answers, drugs, alcohol, but also a person who loves us the way we are. Looking for love in all the wrong places, you're likely to bring up politicians in the same sense. Exactly. See? And that's where it all is. When all our problems cannot be solved by psychiatrists of jails and medicines and all that's gone. And there's no way out for you. And the church doesn't work. It only gives you a phony lift like a drug addict. Yes, even music is addiction. Even music is addiction. Once you get addicted to music, you can't get it out of your head. And then if it's in your head, it blocks the Holy Spirit from coming inside you. So those who tell you you can't be perfect do not know the meaning of the word. It should be clear that we are not the God to whom we must attain to. The earthly phase of the perfect life is the journey completing our interior being. Completing our interior being to Him. And that relationship becomes evident, especially to others, by the way you react to injustice. You just don't. And that's the evidence that He's in there. That was the lady that called before. She stopped reacting to people, and then she found she could speak up. She stopped reacting, but how did that happen? It's not in her genes. It's in her spirit. It's from suffering. She found it herself. And all she needed now is the finishing touch. She's almost there. If not, she is there. But to make sure it is there, I wanted her to go to and get a copy of my, listen to my meditation called the 7-minute meditation, and you can download it on your iPhone or listen to it before you give a donation. If it works for you, don't give anything. Just see if it works. See if it works that you can stand up and all your problems leave you, because all your problems are spiritual, and you cannot cure a metaphysical condition with chemistry. It's not possible. It can cure you, in a sense, to make you live longer, but if you haven't changed your attitude and haven't found the way, you live longer to become wronger.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, the program number is 8335. And you want to hear it again? You listen at 9 to midnight, and this program is repeated. But if you can't get it on your station, you can go to the website fhu.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding. Listen to Roy's archive, and you'll hear that playing 24 hours a day, or 22 hours, 21 hours. Is it 22 hours? Yes. 22 hours you hear it playing all day tomorrow, and then until the next program for tomorrow. Oh, and tomorrow night is Saturday, isn't it? Today's Friday. So it will be repeated all through the weekend, this program. So let me finish. We're into the hour here. Our earthy phrase of the perfect life or the perfected life is the journey completing to our interior self and giving our interior self, our soul, to Him. There's a special way of doing that, being still and knowing, and there's a way to be still and know, and that's what I understand perfectly. That relationship becomes evident, especially to others, by the way we react to injustice. We just don't. And they cannot get to us. We get to them because they can't get to us. It's a game. You win by not losing your cool, and then you win. That's all it takes. Drop your judgment, drop your anger, see? And understand only makes it worse. You only lend yourself to what? To becoming worse and emboldening the person that's making you worse. Now, if you would simply learn to sit quietly and find that completion within you. Find the fact that you've already been saved and claim it. And it's all over. And there's more spiritual stuff that goes with that, but I want to finish this. We find ourselves, if we don't react to injustice, emotionally react, because you begin to feel what the other person feels. They put their feeling into you. And love is not a feeling. Love is pure, simple. It flows through you without a feeling, and gives you a freedom from the feeling that other people would put into you. Happiness or unhappiness. They can't put those feelings into you to make you feel good or feel bad. They can't do any of those two. And when they cannot do that to you, they begin to starve. They run away from you. They try to attack you again. But every time they do it, you get stronger in your Creator, and they get weaker and frustrated and angry, and they don't know what to do, and it turns back on them. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do that, we will turn it back. We will turn the clock back, and everything will fall back on Obama. If you understand, if you can overcome your sickness and diseases and your dependency on anything, all the drugs and all the problems will slowly disappear. And then they'll come after me. Or they may come after me because I'm getting somewhere with it. And I don't give a damn. I'm going to go out the way I should. Doing the right thing, standing up for my country, and kicking the butt of my countrymen to wake you up. because you don't even know you're asleep. So when you understand what I'm teaching, or I'm not teaching, or I'm showing you what you had as a child, the Bible tells you, you should become as a little child, or you can't enter the kingdom of God. You would have to have that quality in your fully grown status. So, in that, the relationship that you have with your Creator, it becomes evident to others in the way you don't react to injustice. That doesn't mean to say, but if you react to injustice, you'll speak out in the wrong way and make it worse. You become part of it. And if you yield to it, you embolden it. But if you don't react to it, it cannot get to you, and the power that keeps you from not reacting gets to them. The good gets inside them and tangles them up, and perhaps wakes them up, and maybe you find a friend in your enemy. The chances are it's true. But then you find a lot of people who like what you say. What? You're going to find yourself in a different group of people. So we find ourselves dealing with perfectly with imperfect people, effortlessly, and becoming better instead of bitter. God perfects his nature in us, his identity, that is, through our being outspoken and doing the right thing with a motivation that's not based upon pressure or selfishness. You take that identity into the next life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, you cannot go to any church and get what I just said. But I can, listen, forgive me saying I, because I don't know how to say it any other way. It's I know this body is imprinted with him. And it speaks to the wrong imprint in you. It doesn't like it. Or it gives you a feeling that it's like a breath of fresh air, I just said. Even though I'm strong and ferocious, in a manner of speaking very loudly, where bad people do the same thing, but I don't have any anger in me. I'm chasing the bad voice, you see, the bad voice did you in. They call the authority, and they get inside you, and then all authorities that see that weakness to authority can eat you the rest of the way to your grave. See, so my voice is not the same. My voice shouts down the spoken word voice that comes from the world as worldly. Okay. So will you please support my program? Huh? Go to my website, fhu.com, and download that free 7-minute meditation, and call my office tonight, to 11 o'clock midnight, West Coast time, 800-877-3227. Do you get that? 800-877-3227, and support my program. Be right back, Mother. Well, let me give you the address of the foundation. It's a box number. It's box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I told the lady it was 179. I made a mistake. I just realized I made a mistake, but it's 97528. Thank you very much for your support. As quickly as possible, thank you. We only have a little time left before you lose your constitution, and martial law is coming your way. You better speak out quickly before now and learn to get some guts and get together. Band together. You're all separated from each other.